it heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says,
how big you are. My God. been good, hasn't it? Lord's blessed us again here today. What a blessing it was to have these folks here from Dallas. Appreciate them coming, and didn't they bless us?
Yes.
I was thinking while they were talking, you know, you can tell that the body of Christ has been planted in their hearts, these principles of righteousness, and they're products of Brother Kennedy's ministry. I appreciate Brother Kennedy. He's been a faithful man to the body of Christ for many, many years, and he's done a great work in the Dallas church. And so I'm thankful for his work and labor of love, and I appreciate these that have been a help to him, been faithful to him down through the years. Of course, this is his family, but you know, just because you're family, that don't give you any special place. You've got to have a vision. God's got to touch you. You've got to respond to it. And then I was thinking today while this service was going on how the Lord is working on something. The scripture came back to my mind about Joseph when he was in the dungeon in Pharaoh. In the 105th Psalm, it talks about that God put him there. And he did it for the people of Israel. And the Bible said he tested him, or he tried him with the Word of God. You know, they had the Word of God in the Old Covenant, even before Moses showed up on the scene. They had what they didn't have that was written. It was rehearsed over and over and handed down. The generation of generation, the history of what God had done, the covenant that God had made with Abraham and Jacob, and the oath that he made of Isaac, and then how that the sons of Jacob came on the scene that made up the 12 tribes of Israel, and how God caused a famine in the land, and after he had sent Joseph down there, and you could see God working in all that. He was preparing a place, and the Bible says that he made his people stronger there, what he put them through. And when it was time, the Bible said when it was the Lord's time, God brought Joseph up out of the dungeon after he had tried him, and that he became the leader of the people, and he taught wisdom to his senators. Did you know, I mean, it's a good picture of Jesus, and the Lord has had us in and the Lord's been in here with us in famine, a place of famine, and we've been in captivity, the Lord's captivity. He put us in this, but he's working on us to make us stronger. And you saints, you know, when God puts a minister through something, the saints in that church goes through it with them. I was thinking while Brother David was talking, I thought Sister Krista's prayers being answered. God stirring up his heart and causing him to have a hunger. And God does that. You can't do that. Do you know that? You can't get yourself in a condition where you're more hungry for God. God has to stir you up and deal with you. So God's dealing with his ministry today, and he's teaching us wisdom. And eventually we'll come out of this place, and God's going to accomplish a victory for his people. But we're all, you know, all, every assembly in the body of Christ goes through things. It's difficult sometimes. It's hard to stand while we go through difficulties. I know myself as a minister that I went through hard times, and I thank God for the people that stood with me. They stood with me when I was wrong, and then God changed me, and then they changed with me when I changed. And the Lord does all of that, but it all is to, it's all God working. I'm not saying that, you know, I or another minister couldn't fail. God protects his people in that, but I'm just showing how God works and how he is working on something when he puts us in trials and tests. And I was thinking today while they was ministering to us, did you know that most of the time when God uses you to minister to somebody, you're ministering to yourself just as much as you are them? It has to be something that's in your testimony. You overcome by the word of your testimony. It's not somebody else's, but it's yours. It's what you're going through. And you can't give somebody something that's not yours. But God is certainly, we could tell, the Lord working in the hearts of Brother Chad and Sister Kim and Brother David and Sister Krista. And we just appreciate you, and we know you come from high stock. We know that. Appreciate hearing some of Sister, I almost said Neptune, Sister Cheryl's songs. I've got several tapes of her, and I used to fly in my airplane by myself, and I'd put them tapes in my, had a tape player, and it'd come right through my headset. As long as Center wasn't talking to me while I was hearing her sing. She don't know it, but I've put my plane on autopilot and bawled and spoke in tongues, singing her songs with her several times to bless me. So we're thankful for the Dallas Church, and good to have y'all here with us. And I love Brother Kennedy, and I know he's going through a trial himself right now, but I'm one that believes he'll come through it. I'll come through out on the other side, and he'll be a stronger man of God. Not that he's not already, because I know he is, but I just know how God takes us through things. You know, when this body, and we're about ready to go to dinner, but when the body started coming together with these other groups, did you know I was against that? I was against that. As a matter of fact, I was one of the first men on his feet in a minister's meeting that rose against it and spoke strong, hard against it. And God had to deal with me, and he had to show me that I was wrong. And he had to help me to see. But did you know I'm glad. You know what this body planted in me? They planted me, don't you just compromise or change for the sake of changing. But you need to know in your heart what you're standing for. And until God helped me, I couldn't help but stand where I was at. But when the Lord began to talk to my heart and I began to see what God was doing, and the Lord began to help me and help me to put confidence in the leaders that he rose up, that's a test we all go through. We have to learn how to work in our place in order with God. And so I appreciate it that people in the ministry, you know, they never have thrown that up to me or said, you know, you wishy-washy or you changed or nothing. They just saw that God helped me, and they was thankful for that. So the Lord's working on a ministry, and he's working on the people at the same time, but God's getting a ministry ready is what I'm saying. It's like he got Joseph ready. And when he had Joseph ready, he brought the people of Israel to Egypt so that he could perform his will in their lives. And then we know he worked on them, and then God carried them out of Egypt. And finally made it to the promised land. So hold on, saints. You're in a safe place. You're in a good place. God's watching after you. If you'll keep your faith in Him, just keep looking up. Keep your trust in Jesus. Put your confidence in the ministry, but keep your trust in Jesus. He's the only one we know that made it through. I know we've got the apostles, but He's the chief of them, so He's one we're looking to. Amen. All right. Feel like you've been to church today? If you don't, your feeler's broke. All right. Let me say something real quick about today's regular dinner day. Is it the second Sunday, Sister Ann, is dinner day, and the rest of the Sundays are potluck dinner. So let me encourage you since this is not potluck dinner day, this way this won't be stepping on anybody's toes. But when we have potluck dinner and you're going to eat here, you need to cook enough for your family and a little extra to help with the visitors. Because we always have visitors. We want to host them and we want them to have fellowship and food with us. So try to do your part. Here lately, some people's had to spend money downstairs out of their pocket to send out for more food because they knew we didn't have enough. So let's all try to pull together and work together. And if you can't do your part, well, maybe you could call your sister or somebody in. You know, just say, well, I know Brother McGowan's got plenty of money, so I'm going to call Sister Ann and ask her to throw some more beans in the pot for me, and I'll do it for her next week, maybe. Something like that. Anyway, and then when you eat dinner here, we're not running a to-go restaurant. Don't be filling up plates and making cartons to take home with you. That food belongs to whoever brought it here, and if there's anything left over, they're probably going to want to take it home and feed it to their family. So unless there's a special need and you've got permission to do that, don't be carrying food out of here. It's like I said, this is not food to go. We do help people. I think Brother Fisher, did you help that man? We had a man drop by that's on his way to Texarkana that didn't have any money and needed food for his family, so we got him a couple plates of food and sent them on their way. So I'm not saying we don't help those that we can help, but I'm just giving some good instruction. It'll help us with our labors here and that we're mindful of one another. All right, praise God. Let's all stand. Let's give God a thanks for this good day. What do you say? Let's give Him a praise. Thank Him for the food and the fellowship. Oh God, we love You, Lord, and appreciate Your goodness. Precious Jesus. Hallelujah.